I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about righteousness, peace, and joy. This passage coming from Romans chapter 14, where the Apostle Paul says, "The kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit." Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So one of the things I've been thinking about lately is how do we practically cherish the people around us? We've been talking a lot lately about by God's grace, we can cherish the people around us. But I've been thinking about how do we practically do that? And I think it comes back to a lot of it has to do with how you make people feel. In all relationships, one of the most important things in all relationships is how you make people feel. And when you're functioning in this kingdom, we talk about magnifying the light, taking your position in the light. You're taking your position in this righteousness that's in Christ. You're taking your position in peace and joy. And you got that feeling circulating on the inside of you. Now, how can you get that to other people? How can you cherish them? You get this into other people. One of the most profound concepts that there is, I think, is that emotions are contagious. Emotions are contagious. How can you infect people with this righteousness and peace and joy where it rubs off on them so that every time they interact with you, they leave feeling more confident, more encouraged, more peaceful, more tranquil, full of more happiness and joy. They want to do right. That should be the what happens when people interact with us. Some of the concepts I've been thinking about. So we're going to be taking communion over this today. But the big thing I want you to think about, how do we practically cherish the people around us? I think one of the biggest keys, how you make them feel, how they come away from every interaction with you. How do you make them feel? You make them feel honored and respected and valued and cherished and appreciated. One of the most important keys, I think, in all relationships. So we're going to get started here. But first of all, why do we do communion every day? Why are we taking communion every single day? Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. Communion is this time to stir that sacrifice of Jesus into our mind, into our memory, into our imagination, into our soul. And we take these spiritual principles of the sacrifice of Jesus, and we make them active and relevant right now in the present moment today. And we combine it with something practical and physical that we do with the cracker and the juice. And it unites our entire spirit and soul and body and helps us to abide in him so that our lives produce much fruit. Now, it's also important that we take it with the fear of the Lord. We take it the right way. Take it out of reverence and awe and honor and respect. That same feeling that we're talking about has got to be transmitted in the direction of God. Today, we make him feel honored and cherished and valued as we take this communion with him, to take it with the fear of the Lord. Now, communion is also this powerful thing. The Apostle Paul says that every time you take communion, you're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which is a big deal because in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens. None of the benefits are activated until you prove the death. So when we take communion, it's a time of activation, proclaiming his death to activate the benefits, the benefits today of this righteousness, peace, and joy that are found in the Holy Spirit. And then lately, we've been combining physical workouts. We've got a daily communion workout. If you don't have the workout, you can get it on our email list. It's part of the daily emails that we send out with these daily communion meditations. And so we're talking about physical exercise, I think, is one of the greatest ways to practice experiencing God's grace flowing through. It's this amazing way to connect with him and practice seeing his grace beautifully flow through you. I think once you understand how to do it, you understand how to apply that and see it flowing in your workout. It teaches you how to apply it into every other area of life. Physical exercise is a physical expression of what it's like to exercise our faith. As we see it flowing more, we see that grace flowing more in our workouts, that beauty of God flowing through us in our workouts, teaches us how to apply it into other areas of life. So the way we do these daily communions, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer. It's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1. and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to do the other half of prayer and examine ourselves before our time of communion for today. And then we'll go through some of the workout advice at the end. So let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. Thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities today to do good and to be a blessing, and help us be sensitive to those opportunities, and to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We've been praying this every day, this righteousness, peace, and joy. And we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so we're going to go through the other half of prayer. And this is where we talk about, let's make today a masterpiece. Let's make today a masterpiece. And how are we going to do it? With these four fundamentals. But remember, you got to bring the energy and the presence and the fun and the joy into these four fundamentals each day. Number one, getting positioned in the light. Then we're going to magnify that light to make it bigger and brighter. Then we're going to stay tuned in today for God's leading and direction and take action. Do those things that we know to do and execute them together in partnership with God today. So our first one, let's take our position in the light today. This is the on-off switch. Either we're in the light or we're in darkness. There's no in between. There is no in between. It's either on or it's off. And every day as time moves forward, you have to keep repositioning yourself back into the light every day. How do we position in the light? Humility, forgiveness flowing through us, receiving it from God, forgiving ourselves in the middle, walking in forgiveness with other people. To walk in love is to walk in the light, to be externally focused, focused on doing good. How can I be a blessing today? To stay positioned in gratitude and praise, one of the simplest ways to keep your positioning all day long. And when you take your position in that light, you're taking your position in the kingdom of God, really. And in that kingdom, God's given us everything he has, his spirit, his power, his presence, his love, his peace, his joy, righteousness, his mind and wisdom, his health and energy, his time, his finances. You have his purpose. You become part of his family. Everything he has, he's given to us in Christ, and it's all in the light. And then we're going to magnify that light where God can flow more and more of it through us. So, for example, this righteousness and peace and joy, you take your positioning in the light. So a couple years, probably about a year ago, I was going through this where I was rating my levels of peace and joy. And I was rating them like 1 to 10, 0 to 10. What was my level of peace and joy? And I was partly on the right track, but I felt like God was telling me, stop rating your levels of peace and joy. It's either on and flowing or it's off. But I have learned since that time, it's either on and flowing or it's off. But you can magnify that where it flows through you at a greater level, where it's amplified And you can experience it flowing at a greater magnitude through you and at a faster pace too. So to magnify that light, it gives God a bigger capacity to flow more of all this through you, to flow more of his righteousness and peace and joy and love and power, to flow more of that through you. And to magnify is to make it bigger or greater. It's all about what we're focused on. Where is our attention throughout the day? As we meditate on the light, we magnify it by talking about it, thinking about it, rolling it over in our mind consistently. It also gets it rooted and established in our hearts, where it becomes more consistent in our lives as well. So how are we going to do that? We're going to magnify God's word. To be thinking about and talking about his word, rolling it over, meditating on it. His unfailing love and faithfulness, his mighty works, that nothing's impossible for him. To magnify our righteousness in Christ. The kingdom of God is righteousness in the Holy Spirit. That because of Jesus, we've got right standing with God. God eagerly desires to help us today. To magnify every good thing that he put within us. Whatever is lovely and just and true and praiseworthy. To set our minds on the things above, where God is working for our good. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. Just simply choosing not to magnify them. To choose to magnify God as bigger than the problems. To keep your focus on him instead. But he does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion and insisting on doing our things our own way, insisting on always being right. To stay stuck in unforgiveness and bitterness and resentment, looking out for ourselves, venting, complaining, just staying stuck in the past, not letting things go from the past. Stay stuck worrying about the future, just fearful of the future. So that it paralyzes us today. And then we could just do life on our own. We could just choose to do life without God. But he's given us all this in Christ, but we could choose to do it our own way rather than resting and trusting in his grace. That's where we got to recognize those symptoms. When we're positioned in darkness, we might be snapping at people, retaliating at people. That temptation to withdraw your presence, to avoid people, to give them the silent treatment, rather than being continually focused on doing good for them all the time. Then there's the heaviness and just the weight and the pressure that's sitting on you. It might feel like it's hopeless, like you're trapped or you're stuck, and you get stuck in these vicious cycles that become very hard to break. Your energy levels begin to diminish. And then there's the fear and stress and worry and anxiety, the dread of the future, confusion about what to do or which steps to take. And those vicious cycles, like I said. But when you're in the light, there is this rest in your soul. And this rest in our soul is also something that I think can grow bigger and bigger as well. As we learn to rest more and more, that can also get magnified as well. And when you rest in your soul, now God can go to work. And now everything feels free and easy and effortless and energizing. And all of a sudden that peace and that joy and that righteousness and that love and that power just begin to flow through you. God's mind begins to flow through you. You get these aha moments. He begins to set you free and just break you free from those vicious cycles. And he sets into motion virtuous cycles going the complete opposite direction, where just one thing compounds for good on top of the next. Grace to grace, glory to glory, faith to faith. One just stacking right on top of the next. And if all this weren't enough, he also gives us this amazing gift of grace. Because one of our biggest challenges is sustaining this and maintaining this all throughout the day. Because life throws things at you that are trying to pull you out of your positioning, to get you to magnify the wrong things. And if we ever get off track, God gives us this amazing gift of grace. We can turn back around, take our positioning again, just by simply changing our focus. How do you do it? Humble yourself. Father, forgive me. Father, forgive me for thinking about that, for magnifying that, for snapping at that person. Whatever happened. You receive that forgiveness from him. You forgive yourself. You reconcile with anybody else if need be. And then you just start praising him and thanking him. And all of a sudden, just a moment later, that righteousness, that peace, that joy just begins to flow through you again. You can feel it. You can feel that weight and that heaviness begin to lift off of you. All just by turning it around in a couple seconds. And then we're going to stay tuned in today. Every day, God's trying to lead us and train us and teach us. And so we're going to stay tuned in for his leading and direction today. The way I like to do this is mostly with a journal. At night before bed, I like to recap the day. I like to start with gratitude to get positioned in the light and then to begin to magnify by what went well today. What were my wins today? What went well today? And then I ask these questions. God, what was it you're trying to show me today? Is there anything that I missed? If so, would you please repeat it? And you just get still and you listen and you think back and reflect back over the day. What was God teaching me today? What was he trying to show me today? And whatever comes into mind, you just simply write it down. And then you stay tuned in throughout the day as you go throughout your day. You ever unsure on something, what to do, what step to take? Just ask him. And then you wait until you know. Wait until you know which direction to take, and he will show you every single time. And then the last part I like to do in my journal is make my plan with God for the day. What do you know to do today? Not the things you're unsure of, not the things you're still uncertain on. What do you know to do today? What can you do today? And you get still and you ask God, God, what's on your plan for this next day? And you make your to-do list. Is there anything that you know needs to get done? Anything in your conscience? Anything you've been procrastinating on? Anything you have a leading or excitement from God to do? And just make out your plan. And then you wake up like a kid on Christmas morning. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad. And I've got that righteousness and that peace and that joy are going to be flowing through me today. And you wake up and you just start executing that plan. With a willing heart, with a good attitude, with full confidence in God. He's right there with you. You don't have to do these things on your own anymore. He's going to help you to execute that plan today. And as you do this, it does something like turn you into a magnet. And the better and better you get at this, it turns you to build a bigger and stronger magnet that just begins to pull more and more of everything that God has for you into your life. Let's take a look at this verse here. Romans 14:7. It's the Apostle Paul talking. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Some of those symptoms you can learn to recognize, like we talk about every day. These symptoms that we can learn to recognize. And I've learned this is contagious. This is contagious. How do you cherish other people? So much of it has to do with the way you make people feel. I was seeking God about this. How do we truly cherish people? And it all came back to this. It's all about how you make them feel. And then he began to bring this verse to mind. Think of what he's done for us, the way he cherishes us. He gives us this peace and this joy. He builds this confidence in him, this trust in him. It's all about how you make people feel. And so in every interaction that you have with people, having them come away from that interaction, feeling encouraged, inspired, better off, appreciated, valued, understood. In every interaction that you have with people, to truly make them feel cherished. So we're going to take communion over this today. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. You loved us so much, you were willing to send your one and only son so we could be connected back to you, that you cherish us. I thank you for teaching us and training us and guiding us and for this righteousness, peace, and joy that you've given us in the Holy Spirit. And we're asking for your help, Lord, to help us to truly cherish the people around us and to give them that feeling. Every time we interact with them, to give them that feeling of being cherished, that is contagious, that begins to flow into those other people around us. And Father, we thank you so much for this bread. And on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. do this in remembrance of me. And they said, take it. Receive it. He makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. Through his one sacrifice, the cup of God's wrath was poured onto the body of Jesus so we could have the cup of his blessing. He's got that righteousness. He's got righteousness to help you to do right. You're already right with him, and that righteousness is meant to flow through you by his grace to empower you to do right. And then there's that peace and that joy that's just available right now today to flow through you. So Father, we thank you for all this, these amazing gifts you've given us. We ask you to bless this bread in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, this is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light, makes all this possible. Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right. So I believe as you experience this, flowing through you in your life, what's it going to help you to do? It's going to help you to know him better, to know him and his heart, his kindness and his goodness that much more. So let's get into some workout stuff for today. On the daily communion workout that we have, one of the things you're going to see on there is a section that just says general fitness. And I consider this to be the fitness foundation. So if you are brand new to fitness, I think this is all you should be doing, other than just trying to increase your overall activity in other ways. But I think this is all you should be doing, and it will only take you about 10 minutes to do. This is the fitness foundation. We've talked about these pieces individually over about the last week or so. The calf raises, just standing calf raises, you can do them on a step or just even standing in place. To get the circulation flowing in your body. We do the daily mobility routine to work on just being able to move your body better. Then we talked about the instant back fix to align your movement and your breath to get your spine back in better alignment. All simple things that you can do. And we talked about the importance of body weight training. Mastering the ability to do basic things, to be able to move your own body well. It's things like sit-ups, push-ups, squats, just basic movements. Then we talked about one 50-second set of cardio. So if you're brand new to fitness, you're just getting going, or you're at a beginner level, here's what I suggest. Just do this only today. And like I said, if you don't have the workout, if you get on our email list at theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com, on the daily emails that come, you'll get access to the workouts. Just do this. It only takes 10 minutes, maybe. To do every single day. And I would do this, get into the rhythm where you can do this every single day. How? Because you're relying and trusting on God's grace to flow through you in it. And work on mastering these basic things. These are the basic fundamentals of fitness. This is the foundation of fitness, I think. You master these basic things and be able to do them repetitively every day. Only takes you 10 minutes and there's really no equipment needed for any of this stuff. All very basic things you can do with no equipment. If you have a little bit of equipment, great. But if not, you can do it. There's no excuse to do this every day. Just 10 minutes a day would make such a difference. And here's what I want you to think about. A good foundation. I can do good abs or full sit-ups and things like that on the floor, no problem. I can do 10, 20, 30 sit-ups easily, no problem. I can do full push-ups on my toes. For guys, I would say you want to be 30, 40, 50 push-ups at least in a row without stopping, and that's easy to do that. You can do 30, 40, 50 or more squats, just body weight squats with a really good range of motion, with good technique. For women on the push-ups, I would say you can do 10 to 30 push-ups on your toes easily, no problem. And I've seen this over and over, especially for ladies. You go from being able to do zero push-ups on your toes. Maybe you start on a countertop. Maybe you work to your knees eventually. Maybe eventually you work onto your toes and you can do one or two on your toes. And you develop your ability to do 10 to 20 really good push-ups up on your toes. It totally transforms your body. If you told me that 6 months ago or a year ago, I could do zero push-ups and now I can do 20 on my toes, I would say, man, something miraculous happened in your body. You're healthier, you're leaner, you're stronger, you're fitter than you were. If you did nothing else but master those things, and in the 50 seconds of cardio, it's like a snapshot of what your cardio ceiling is. Just get better at these basic things. And if you're a beginner or you're new to fitness, this is all you have to do for a while. Just get good at these things, then you can start stacking on the other pieces of the workout. Now, if you're someone who's more advanced, you're already at a little higher level, this basically in our gym would become the warm-up for the workout that people would do. This would become the warm-up that we would do before the workout every time. So you could begin to install this as your warm-up for other workouts that you do or the workout that we currently have in place in the daily communion workouts. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you just drill these basics, just consistent practice and repetition at them, it will do so much. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.